if you would have said at the end of the year that of decisions that have to be made by seniors that have the option to come back and utilize their free season, that there might only be two guys that don't come back, and one of them was kind of a slam dunk in Dedrick Mills, the other being Boodle, but everybody else came back. You were probably not grabbing onto those odds, but now that Will Honus has come back, it has been a week of Williams, Dismuke, and Honus on the defensive ball, side of the ball, deciding that they will return to play in 21, and now we wait for Ben Stille. And a veteran defense where if you are a young player, see, this is the kind of the good and the bad of the NCAA granting an extra year to student-athletes in the NCAA, how you manage the scholarships, how you manage your roster, and how you communicate to a player that you really, really want them back, or it's up to you because you have young guys that are behind them that create quite the logjam. In Nebraska's case, you have, along with the veterans, where you have 9 of 11 starters that could return, well, will return if Ben Stille says yes. You've got some young guys in the defensive backfield that you're trying to move up. You know what? When you're 12 and 20 in 3 years, you can't worry about that. You worry about putting the best guys on the field, whether they made the decision to come back or not. But there are coaches in the different sports that are like, you know what? I like them, but if you come back, it might complicate things a little bit. We'll see what that does in the spring and what the mindset is of some younger players, especially with Nebraska in the defensive backfield, how they look at 3 of the 4 starters are back, where you've got some young guys who are still somewhat unproven but would like to get into the mix, what that does for spring. Spring ball, defensive side, will be, I mean, there shouldn't be any questions, shouldn't be any hiccups. It should be smooth sailing. And we should hear a lot of days during the spring of, defense beat the offense, defense beat the offense. If we hear offense is better than defense, then, that would be interesting. But there's two sides to the guys that are returning on defense, how I also think it'll impact the offense moving forward. We'll get into that as we roll till 2. Jacob Padilla from Hail Varsity. Football, basketball. You know what? We'll talk about volleyball as well. Anytime John Cook speaks, I am clicking on that link or I am tuning in. Nebraska had a presser yesterday. Boys, of everything that's gone on this year, do we need Nebraska volleyball more than ever? Even people that don't know anything about the sport are excited for Nebraska volleyball. That's where that program is at. And that's where the current state of Husker athletics is. That it's John Cook to the rescue in his volleyball program to save Husker fandom. Jacob joins us next on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.